This is Abby Herman
and Gracie Richards,
and this is The Boy and the Man by Ryan Fisher. I grew up in an old home in Florida. I have two brothers, and since I was the only girl, I was given my own room on the second floor, a room that I would end up fearing at night. We lived in this house until we moved when I was 17. I don't remember anything strange happening until I was around 15 or 16. Just a normal thing. Mom asking us kids where we put a glass or a book. Small things that none of us touched. In hindsight, that was probably either the man or the boy.
I came home late one night from a football game at my high school. It was around 10 or 11, and my younger brother had a friend over. They liked to play pranks on me. When I poked my head in to say hello, I made sure that I asked if they wouldn't mess with me that night since I had been up to go for a soccer game. They both agreed and wished me a good night.
The way my room was set up at the time was that the actual main part of the room had my TV, dresser, a couch, and coffee table that I would use for my friends staying over or when I was reading. My bed was in a little alcove that I used to be a small porch, so my bed was flush with the windows that looked to the backyard. I put my bag on the couch and walked over to the bed to go to sleep.
It was the middle of the night when someone was knocking on the wooden bed frame and woke me up. I thought it was my brother and his friend who were just going to be annoying and run out of the room kicking. I flipped over to yell at them, but I didn't see my brother or his friend. There was a boy about the age of 12 with sandy brown hair that hung to his chin, wearing a purple hoodie, just smiling at me, like a kid who got caught doing something he shouldn't have been. And I could see right through him the rest of the room. I watched as he slowly faded away, completely terrified, until he was gone. I slept on the couch that night with the TV going in the background. I moved my bed to the center of the room after that.
The next morning, I had almost talked myself out of thinking it was a dream or had really been the boys. I asked them the next morning if they knocked on my bed, but both were sound asleep. My mom had overheard me and said she had seen boy too.
Since that night, we started to notice more strange things, but I am positive it wasn't the boy. There was a man, a mean man, that I could feel at night in my room. We would hear footsteps walking around upstairs when all of us were in the kitchen. Books would fly from the shelves and glasses would be pulled down and break. Our dogs would stand at the bottom of the stairs that led to the second floor and just growl. One of the most eerie things was the smell of cigarette smoke in the downstairs hallway. No one in our family smoked inside, ever. One of the last things that happened before we moved was my brother waking up to see a tall, dark figure standing over me while I was sleeping.
The entire family at that point had seen or experienced something. The boy was just a kid who wanted to be known. The man was something else. None of us were sad to drive away from the house for the last time.